Joining me on the phone is a very special guest, a native Torontonian, Dr. Noel Edison, who brings a wealth of choral music experience to his new ensemble, his new baby, which started 2019, the Edison Singers. And they are getting ready for a series of concerts beginning May 6th, St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara-on-the-Lake, through Elora, and also in Toronto at the Hart House. Wednesday, May 10th. It is my pleasure to welcome to the Classical Jukebox, Dr. Edison. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Daniel. Nice to be back with you.
Yes, lovely to have you back. And you have a heartwarming, intimate performance that celebrates all this fine choral music coming up. I can't wait to hear all about it. It's called Sweet Expressions. Tell us a little bit about the repertoire, the concept, how the initial germ came through.
Well, we had just done a run of Rachmaninoff Vespers, which are very intense and emotionally and vocally very demanding. But, you know, a wonderful choral journey.
Absolutely. And filled with that Slavic expression, yes.
Yeah. And this is sort of, the lighter side from that heavier journey that we were just through. And it's befitting at this time of year, even though I think my neighbors are building an ark. I think we're on the fifth day of rain around here.
Yes.
Hopefully, by the weekend, the weather's supposed to be improving. But the program was brought to me by a couple of supporters who actually are going to be paying for a CD for it to reflect on some of the different folk songs that are around the world, you know, the European tradition, the Native American tradition, and, of course, the African influence.
Yes.
And so we've got a mix of all of those in there. A lot of songs that people will certainly know with some absolutely stunning arrangements, new arrangements. Mm-hmm. The title came about based on a gospel leaning by the composer Doris May. And this year happens to be her 100th anniversary. And she was sort of a biracial African-American gospel composer. She was highly underrated. She was very prolific. She wrote over 500 works.
Wow. And
she wrote for a particular group in the States, and whose name I have forgotten about. But in 2001, she was indoctrinated into the Gospel Hall of Fame. But the one song that she really loved and cherished was a spiritual called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And we found her arrangement for that, so we'll be doing that. So we just use that as the title for Sweet Expressions. Just, you know, it's just to hang all the songs.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the Edison Singers. And you come from a huge choral tradition. Being born and raised in Toronto, you co-founded the Elora Festival, later launched the Elora Festival Singers, all the way to becoming the artistic director of Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. How has this experience shaped what you're bringing into this new group that you've founded just really a couple of years ago?
Yeah, well, we started just before the pandemic, and then we, like everyone else, had to stop. So then, we did videos and things and then started up again, and now seem to be in full swing since the world has somewhat come back from the edge.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's that's sort of a loaded question in that because I had so many jobs all at once for so many years between universities and churches and Mendelssohn and festivals and all sort of things. And I've got to say now that it's one ensemble. It's sort of a relief, and you come to it with a new joy and perspective and optimism. You're dealing with a really wonderful group of personalities within the choir. They're all keen and eager and hungry to work, you know, really seriously musically. And
how many members do you have?
Well, I draw on a team of about 29.
29. Gotcha.
So I use between 20 and 24, depending. I went up to 28 for the Rachmaninoff. So it's in there. And next year we've been asked to do a Verdi Requiem in Mississauga. So I'm going to have to use it even more with the Mississauga Symphony.
Mississauga Symphony, terrific.
They're drawn from everywhere. Hamilton, Niagara, London, yep. Kitchener, Guelph, Mississauga. They come, you know, from hither and yon. And we rehearse. If you had to map out where they all live, and we had to throw a dart where we could all meet, it's right in the middle, which is at this wonderful church in Campbellville, which we rehearsed right off the floor.
Terrific. What a wonderful lineup you have. Tell us a little bit about this repertoire. I always think of Antonín Dvořák, who became the National Conservatory of Music of America director, New York City. And he'd always tell his colleagues, you know, you guys are sitting on some incredible American vernacular. Why don't you use it? And he ended up writing one of the most iconic works, end of 19th century, of course, the New World Symphony.
Yeah.
But, you're embedding now some of these chants, plaints, calls from the New World into this program. Tell us a little bit about some of the other music we're going to hear.
Yeah, we are, in fact. In fact, I should have done some of the Dvorak songs. I'd forgotten about those. I did them years ago. They were actually charming.
They are very charming, yes.
Yeah, and he writes so, what do I want to say, innocently, but with great flair, if that makes sense.
Yes, stunningly beautiful.
Well, we've got Shenandoah, that great river in the States. That's a yep. wonderful, magnificent arrangement by John Erb. We have Loch Lomond. We have, I think I've even got Strawberry Fair in there. I don't know why, but it just somehow fit with the grouping.
Super.
We have American, a lot of Canadian ones, actually from Stan Rogers.
Okay.
Cove. Yep. We've got East Coast and West Coast representation. So it's a vast mix of wonderful stuff and
terrific,
sweet, great tunes.
Yep. Great tunes, folk song spirituals. Some our dear listeners will no doubt recognize right off the bat.
Oh, they will.
Thank you, Noel, for joining us. It's been a terrific interview. Good luck on your upcoming tour, Saturday, May 6th. St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara on the Lake, 4 p.m. Then the following Sunday, Knox Presbyterian Church in Elora, 4 p.m. also. And also in that tour, Wednesday, May 10th, 7:30 p.m. at the Hart House, University of Toronto. For more information, check out the website, theedisonsingers.com. And just wishing you a heartwarming, a wonderful musical adventure for you and your crew. Thanks for joining us, Noel. All the best.
Thanks, Daniel, very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.